Historically, feminism has been about change, transgression, resistance. Women want and need to define themselves rather than being defined by others. To compete in the male-dominated, male-populated art world, women degendered their art. Hey, be a man. Their art spoke neither to women's history, issues, nor conditions. Furthermore, they were leery of so-called stereotypical feminine content, material, and media. Worse, to gain admission into the art club and market, some women worked under a husband's or lover's name, who then took the credit for the work. Sculptor Louise Nevelson, turbaned and bejeweled and made up down to her inch-long false eyelashes worn into her 10th decade, was even once told, "You gotta have balls to be a sculptor." Painter Lee Krasner, married to the celebrated Jackson Pollock, was dismissed as the wife who also paints. 1966, enter Mimi Smith. Enter Steel Wool Peignoir, an early example of feminist art and a harbinger of the direction feminist art would take. This seminal piece, Smith's most famous work, has a place of honor in the permanent collection of Spencer Museum of Art. The flesh pink nightgown looks as if Smith spun it of the most feminine, translucent materials, lavished with lace and trimmed with luxurious fur. Come closer, closer, closer. The fur is wiry, scratchy, steel wool pads, a lover's nightmare. Steel wool peignoir attracts, then repels. It speaks of sex and desire, domestic drudgery, and abrasive scouring. As it seduces us in its pristine glass case, the steel wool peignoir makes us bleed. Other sculptural pieces by Smith, created at about the same time, evoke protection, somewhat like a bulletproof vest. There is a monstrous girdle made of rubber bath mats, laced with velvet ribbons, vast but confining. By the 70s and 80s, Smith continues her investigation of domestic patterning. She embarks on a series of life-size contour drawings of home furnishings using a combination of measuring tape for the straight lines and painstakingly knotted black thread for the rest. Outlined on a wall, a fully furnished house is drawn to perfect scale. Kitchen appliances, fireplace, TV, bed, dresser with mirror. This spiderweb of domesticity, frail and fragile, creates a ghostly yet very strong, forceful presence. In the 90s, Smith produced a group of works based on clocks and electronic technology using images and text to warn of looming catastrophe. As always, Smith approached her subjects with wit, skill, and grace. One of her clock faces pleads, "Just a minute, please!" Of late, Smith has returned to clothing as a counterpoint to steel wool peignoir. Corporate peignoir, a woman's pinstripe suit with steel wool trim. Her sculpture can be seen as a series of ironical responses to questions that keep being asked again and again. So, more than 40 years later, her art still functions as a shield, protection, and commentary on the demands of a woman's life, both repelling and attracting the viewer.